Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Schumann Tuesday, August 12th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Will artificial intelligence be smarter than our children? And will it be smarter than our children's children? Well, that's the profession from an individual that actually works heavily in artificial intelligence and I'm sure has a lot of money invested in it as well. And as we talk about these last 24 hours relating to the Earth and the Sun, I really wonder if there's more going on here than meets the eye. So let's talk about what happened in these last 24 hours, where we're currently at, and then let's wrap it up with a little wisdom drop regarding artificial intelligence as it relates to natural Earth dynamics. So the Schumann and the solar wind, the Schumann resonance, we've had a couple of whiteout conditions with the Schumann, and the solar wind is high. So let's talk about what that actually means. For some people, they may have felt more calm and quiet yesterday. They may have actually noticed things that are normally loud around them were more calm. They were more quiet. They were more inward. And for some people, it may have produced a higher level connection. And for others, it may have produced a very unsettled feeling on a physical, emotional, and mental level. And until we actually know how to work with what we're feeling, then sometimes those feelings can stay. They can be more pervasive than they need to be. But we'll talk about that a little bit more when I get into the Schumann. All right, solar flares. So we had a lot of good solar flares from 4168. When I say good, I just mean it was active, it was hearty, it kept things interesting. We had 5 M-class flares from it yesterday, 14 C-class, and it's saying goodbye to us right now as it turns away and we turn to, and the largest that we've had so far is an M1.8, and that was 123 UTC today, so for us in the Northern Hemisphere, that would have been last night. That one did also produce an R1 radio blackout over the Philippine Sea. Right now, for sunspots, there's 8 active regions. One is showing beta-gamma configuration, and that's area 4172. And that's the one we've been talking about also for the last week. And there's a newcomer, 4178. It did develop quickly, so we'll see what that one's going to do. And then the rest of those regions are just more simple at the current moment. From a flare potential for the next 24 hours, we have an M at 55% and an X at 10%. I don't know if that's entirely accurate because of the fact that we've got the Area 4168 saying goodbye to us right now. And I'm just not seeing where they're coming up with that number. So let's see for tomorrow when we do this podcast if that actually goes down, because I'm just not seeing it unless there's something with this newcomer that I haven't been able to see or find for us today. All right, solar wind right now. So we did get up to like 600. I did see that. I was checking quite consistently yesterday. The average for the solar wind is still high, 570 kilometers per second, and we're currently at 594. So the BZ component stayed weak, and it fluctuated between southward and northward. So again, that can produce some auroras for people in higher latitudes. KP is currently a 2 to 4 we've averaged in the last 24 hours, and right now, as of literally a couple minutes ago, we're at a solid 2. So it's I would say mostly quiet to some slightly unsettled. We did have some earthquakes yesterday. There was a 6.3 in Indonesia at 424 UTC this morning. And the one yesterday was a 6.1 in northwest Turkey, and that occurred at 7:53 p.m. local time. So the one in Indonesia is in the Ring of Fire, and then the one in Turkey is not in the Ring of Fire, but it is the second seismically most active in the world. So you probably hear reports, you know, throughout these many years about Turkey. There was a report of a death and numerous injuries, and buildings did collapse. So unfortunately, this is a bit par for the course for that area. But I was sad when someone does pass away and there's trauma and there's injuries. The depth of that earthquake was 10 to 11 kilometers. So Earth is active as well. So there's maybe a quiet, but there is some activity. And like I said, even some of these, I would consider these smaller, they still register, meaning we talk about the earthquakes when they happen, and they're typically larger than like a 6.0. You know, I'll bring it up in this podcast, but that does contribute to what people are feeling. And the fact that we've had two in the last 24 hours, I think is important for us to just address today. All right, the Schumann, several streaks of white in these past 24 hours. So what does that mean? And we've had significant white as well. And when that significant white comes in, again, this is what I see. This is when people are normally feeling something. They're feeling off and they don't know entirely what off means. And if you are not seeing it in the solar flare activity, it's usually reflected in the Schumann, especially if more than, you know, a couple of people that you know are reporting that they feel off. All right, so what does that mean? When you see these streaks, so there was these streaks of white, you know, they weren't long lasting, but they were short and there was more than one. So that does mean extreme planetary resonance activation, because it's hitting across all these harmonics. And, you know, looking at that, that can feel like a system reboot, meaning it's like, okay, here's a start over. Okay, well, what do I do? You know, I knew what I was doing 5 minutes ago. What am I doing right now? And why does everything feel so different? That could be what you experienced yesterday when we have these extreme activations in all of the harmonics that are hit. And for others, that can produce an on-the-edge type of feeling. So this may have allowed other thoughts and feelings to arise. It does, like I said, impact the physical, the cognitive, and the emotional, and it's actually happening all at once. So pretty hard to maintain stability when you feel that, especially when there's an internal voice going, and that internal voice is kind of taking over, and you need to perform certain things physically, or you need to be available emotionally as well. So people did report some sleep disruptions. For others, they had more vivid dreams or synchronicities, and headaches, pressure in the back of the eyes, inability to focus, looking at computers or brain work, and sometimes reading can be difficult. So what that means is don't do it unless you absolutely have to, but take a break if you absolutely have to do it. And if you don't have to do it, then you want to, it's taught emotional intelligence for years. And what we would talk about is you want to match mood to task. And so here we would take the language and we would shift it. You want to match task to everything that's going on within you to what is actually happening with these earth energetics. This is what it means to actually move with the earth. So to be able to go sit and meditate, not active meditation, just sit and get into a comfortable position and do your best to relax and do your best to just ground. Fabulous opportunity to do that. And for others, it's just laying down and taking a break or listening to some nice music, something that's calm and relaxing. But again, this is moving with the energies. And one of the things that I also did note is that everything did get quiet eventually towards late afternoon and into the evening last night. And so, you know, this is being able, like I said, to move with the earth, and people are sometimes doing it without even recognizing that they're doing it, but always helpful and important to be a co-creator in this process. All right, please go to iatevolve.substack.com and you can comment on how you're doing if you feel like you want to do that. Some people are doing that, and again, some people are reporting that to me in different ways. All right, wisdom drop for the day. So the Schumann is reminding us to move with the earth, not against it. And I do believe that we and our children can be much smarter, more whole, then a computer algorithm, and the power does lie in the connection to these natural forces. And dare I say that maybe one of the reasons that AI is being pushed so hard right now is because these natural forces are so strong, they contribute to our capacity to be evolutionary, to impact more than just our five senses. They can impact our intuitive senses, our precognitive senses, our capacity to have a greater bandwidth within our heart as well. And my sense is the direction of AI in ushering people into that space is because what we can connect into right here, right now, with these natural forces is so powerful. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.